Well, God bless you again on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I have a word of hope for today. I have something on my heart, on my mind, and my spirit, and I just want to share it with the people of God everywhere across the globe. Just want to talk today about when deep disappointment lead to spiritual exhaustion. I want to talk to you today about when deep disappointment lead to spiritual exhaustion. When I look at the scripture, we're going to talk about Mount Carmel on today out of the Old Testament, and it's going to share some information about prophet by the name of Elijah. God allowed Elijah to experience a spiritual divine meltdown, actually, so that Elijah could rehydrate after the Ahab and Jezebel rejection following the great miracle out on Mount Carmel. Elijah was deeply disappointed. His expectations led to a divine spiritual meltdown. Whenever deeply disappointing expectations lead to a divine meltdown, you find that example there in 1 Kings, the 18th and the 19th chapters. What it really is when our expectations collide with our reality. All of us, each of us, most of us should have some expectations. And there are a few things that hit the human soul harder than disappointed expectations. Sometimes you prayed. That's what Elijah did. He expected a breakthrough. Elijah, he obeyed God. And he expected some results. Sometimes you sacrifice and you expect appreciation. Sometimes you've preached and you expect repentance. Just sometimes we just stand for God. And all we want really is just some support. But instead of all of these things I just named, instead of celebration, often we get rejection. Instead of revival, we get resistance. Instead of honor, we get hostility. This is exactly where Elijah found himself. Elijah expected the Mount Carmel situation to change everything. That's all Elijah wanted. He wanted Ahab and Jezebel to turn to God, the true and living God, and live for God. That was his expectations. So Elijah did his part, and he had expectations. He expected that Mount Carmel was going to change everything because the nation needed better leadership. Elijah expected Ahab to repent. He expected Jezebel to surrender. Elijah also expected Israel to return to God. But instead, just the opposite happened. Ahab rejected the message. Jezebel, his wife, she rejected the prophet Elijah. And Israel rejected that moment. And so the prophet Elijah, who called down fire, he now melts down under a juniper tree. Not because Elijah was weak, but because he was deeply disappointed. So Elijah's expectations were high, and they were holy. In 1 Kings 18 and 39, it simply says, the Lord, he is God. Elijah was not expecting something selfish. Elijah was expecting something spiritual to happen. Elijah expected a national revival in the land. So Elijah, he did what God told him to do. He rebuilt the altar. He was able to go up to Mount Carmel, call down fire. He defeated Baal's prophets. Elijah, he prayed. Rain came back into the land. Elijah did everything on his part. So Elijah had some expectations because he did what God told him to do. The problem was not Elijah. The problem was expectation. Elijah expected Israel to repent. He wanted Abraham to humble himself. He wanted Jezebel to lose her influence. And most of all, he wanted the nation to return to the covenant with God. So Elijah expected his obedience to God was going to produce immediate results. But obedience, here's my main point right now. Obedience does not always produce instant outcomes. Sometimes obedience produces warfare. Oftentimes, obedience produces backlash, misunderstanding, delayed results, unexpected resistance from out of nowhere it comes. Elijah expected revival. That's all that he wanted, and he got rejection instead. So the disappointment is dangerous when you're tired. Disappointment is the seedbed of a spiritual meltdown. I said disappointment is the seedbed of a spiritual meltdown. In the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Elijah's heart wasn't sinful. Elijah's heart was deeply disappointed, and it became sick. Disappointment distorted Elijah's vision. So when the Bible says in 1 Kings 19 and 3, and when he saw that, he ran. Elijah ran when he saw that. When he saw what? He didn't see God. He didn't see his victory. He didn't see the fire that fell. He didn't see the rain that came. He saw the threat. That's what caused Elijah to run. Disappointment will make you magnify Jezebel. Disappointment will make you minimize God. Disappointment can make you forget your victories, and disappointment can bring fear into the present. So disappointment, it drained Elijah's strength. Being deeply disappointed can come upon each one of us and drain our strength. Elijah said in 1 Kings 19:4, after all of the things that he had did, prayed, stopped the rain from coming, went up on the mountain, prayed, God sent his anointing upon the land. Disappointment drained Elijah's strength. It is enough, O Lord. That's what Elijah said in 1 Kings 19:4. This is not Elijah talking. This is exhaustion talking. Elijah didn't want to die. He just wanted some relief. Elijah didn't want the grave. He wanted a break. He didn't want to quit God. He wanted to quit from being up under the pressure. So God allows sometimes the meltdown to empty what can't go into the next season. Sometimes God allows the meltdown to empty what can't go into the next season. 1 Kings 19:5, Bible says, and an angel touched Elijah. God allowed Elijah to melt down. God allowed Elijah to melt down so that God could rebuild Elijah. God allowed the meltdown to drain Elijah of false expectations. Elijah expected instant revival. That was a false expectation. Elijah expected immediate change. That was a false expectation. He expected national transformation. He expected Jezebel's defeat. He expected Ahab's repentance. All of these things is what Elijah expected. But God says, Elijah, I'm not done, but I'm not doing it the way that you expected. God allowed the meltdown to reset Elijah's soul. Elijah had poured out everything on Mount Carmel. Now God is just simply saying to Elijah, you emptied yourself for me. Now I will refill you for what's next. Did you hear what I just said? God allowed Elijah to become emptied for himself. Now God is saying, I will refill you for what's next. God responds to the meltdown with divine rehydration. In 1 Kings 19:6-7, God does not rebuke Elijah. God does not shame Elijah. God does not question Elijah's faith. God rehydrates Elijah. We need a spiritual rehydration. God will give us that spiritual rehydration. It does not always change everything instantly, but the rehydration is a process. God rehydrates Elijah physically. God told Elijah, arise and eat. Because sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is to rest. Sometimes the most spiritual thing that you can do is to eat or to sleep or just to recover from the meltdown. God rehydrates Elijah emotionally. The angel touched him. God says, I'm not here to fix your ministry. I'm here to heal your mind. God rehydrates Elijah spiritually. God wanted Elijah to be whole. And so Elijah went in the strength of that meat for 40 days. Elijah just needed some rehydration and some rest and some recuperation. And God gave it to Elijah. And the Bible says that Elijah went in the strength of that particular event 40 days. God gave us what we need to last a long time. God gives Elijah strength for the journey, grace for the climb, and power for the next season. God always rebuilds like he did Elijah with a new revelation and a new assignment. You find that in 1 Kings 19:11-18 is where Elijah expected God to speak in fire. But God speaks in a whisper because whispers require closeness. God gives Elijah a new revelation. God says, I'm not in the wind. I'm not in the earthquake. I'm not in the fire. I am actually in the whisper. God is teaching Elijah, you don't need spectacle. You need my presence. God gives Elijah a new assignment. He says, go, return. God gives Elijah a new mission, a new mantle, a new generation to mentor, and a new prophetic successor, Elisha. Elijah, through that meltdown, that's when Elisha came into position to move forward. Elijah thought he was finished. God said, no, you're not finished. You're just transitioning. Elijah thought he was alone. God said, listen, I've got 7,000 who haven't bowed. Elijah thought the meltdown ended his ministry. God said, I'm expanding your ministry. So the takeaway today, as I shut it down for today, is that disappointment didn't destroy Elijah. Being deeply disappointed, it delivered him into his next dimension, his next season, his next posture. Elijah's meltdown did not disqualify him in the eyes of God. It did not diminish him in the eyes of God. It did not define him in the eyes of God. But what it did do, it refined him in the eyes of God. And so Elijah went from running from Jezebel to standing on the Mount of Transfiguration. next to Moses, talking with Jesus. God didn't just restore him, God elevated him. So today, as I shut this down, for the believer whose expectations have been deeply disappointed, when the time comes, not if it comes, but when the time comes, and you ever feel drained, you ever feel rejected, you ever feel overwhelmed, you get to that place where you feel exhausted, you feel spiritually dry, you feel emotionally empty, you feel mentally stretched. What I want you to know is that God is not angry with you. God is not disappointed in you. And most of all, God is not done with you. What God is doing, God is saying, your disappointment is not your end. It is my doorway to your next dimension. God is sending you a touch. He's sending you a whisper. He's sending you some strengthening. He's sending you a fresh assignment, a renewed mantle. God is saying, I allowed the meltdown so I could rehydrate your soul and redirect your purpose. We thank God for this word on today, and I pray that this message has helped those of you across the land, outside of the country, wherever you are. We thank God for this word on today. Just know you have our prayers. God bless.